From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Clashes between Turkey and U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Force fighters eased somewhat Tuesday, a week after Turkey and its rebel allies intervened in northern Syria and captured Jarablus, with dual objectives of clearing the border area of Islamic State and Kurdish forces. U.S. spokesman John Kirby welcomed the pause in fighting, adding that previous clashes take away from the united campaign against the IS group, also known as Daesh.
We've seen largely over the last 12 to 18 hours that there has been calm, and of course that's welcome. As we said yesterday, that we don't believe tactical operations between members of the SDF and Turkish forces or forces supported by Turkey to be productive in terms of the fight against Daesh.
The commander of the U.S. Central Command, Army General Joseph Votel, Tuesday underscored the vital role both the SDF and Turkey play in degrading and destroying the IS group.
We rely on both Turkey and the Syrian Democratic Forces to help us in our fight against ISIL. Both of them are critical to it. Turkey certainly plays an extraordinarily important role with their access, basing, overflight, a variety of things that they do, and their operations along the border against ISIL are extraordinarily important and welcome. We also value the contributions of the Syrian Democratic Forces, who have been a good partner to us in helping address the ISIL threat in the area.
Votel said the Syrian Kurds have largely crossed back over to the eastern side of the Euphrates River in a move designed to ease Turkish concerns about a future Kurdish autonomous region. Gabonese opposition presidential candidate Jean Ping reportedly said results from Saturday's election his team tabulated show he defeated incumbent Ali Bongo. The tiny West Central Nation's interior minister was set to announce official results late Tuesday. This is VOA News. The Islamic State said a prominent and long-serving leader was killed in what's believed to have been a U.S. strike in Syria. The IS-operated news agency, Amaq, said Abu Mohammed el-Adnadi was killed while surveying operations to repel military campaigns in Aleppo. U.S. defense officials quoted as saying a senior ISIL leader was targeted Tuesday traveling in al-Bab, but stopped short of confirming it was Adnani. Deakin University terror expert Greg Barton said he's more than a spokesman for the IS group and the leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
He's not just somebody who's been an effective spokesperson in the role of a religious leader issuing fatwa, but also a strategist and a planner and a leader behind the scenes working with Baghdadi.
Adnani advocated attacks in nations backing U.S.-led operations against the IS group. The U.S. and India announced Tuesday their strengthening cooperation in the fight against terrorism. Secretary of State John Kerry speaking following strategic and commercial talks with Indian officials Tuesday in New Delhi.
We agreed to expand the exchange of terrorist screening information, to deepen cooperation in designating terrorist groups at the United Nations, and to expedite mutual requests for legal assistance. More broadly, we reiterated our unwavering commitment to the protection of our citizens and to defeating the terrorist mantra of bigotry and of hate.
Kerry said they also agreed on a joint cyber framework to reduce cyber crime. In Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, Tuesday, a suicide bombing claimed by the insurgent group al-Shabaab killed at least 10 people, including soldiers and civilians, wounded at least 30 others near the presidential palace. The blast damaged two hotels. Among the wounded, at least one minister and some state radio journalists. Italy Tuesday held a mass funeral for victims of last week's earthquake amid the ruins of Amatrice, the small town that bore the brunt of the disaster.
Siamo qui per ricordare e per pregare.
The Bishop of Rieti read out the names of the more than 240 victims, President Sergio Mattarella, Prime Minister Matteo Renzi, and a senior representative of Pope Francis were among the hundreds of mourners at the service. Prosecutors have opened an investigation into the August 24 quake, as many buildings crumbled despite having been renovated with public anti-seismic funds. South Korean officials say North Korea executed its vice premier for education and reprimanded two other officials. Seoul earlier this week said two other high-ranking officials had been put to death earlier this month for disobeying leader Kim Jong-un. High-tech giant Apple says it will appeal a European Union decision to fine the California-based giant more than $14 billion in back taxes to Ireland. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.